like if I were in Africa, okay? Now, you see, this is my Accra coming up. And sometimes after I finish to do that, if I feel that it doesn't have enough spice, I add some, especially hot pepper. And a little bit of black pepper. Then now, I'm ready to put some eggs. Usually when I'm cooking, I usually remove the little white stuff in the egg. Because that's something I do from generation to generation. In Haiti, we believe the little white stuff can make it have some smell from the egg. So we remove it. In anything in Haiti, we also add some lime. The minute we use eggs, we also use lime. And if I'm making cake, I would use the skin. I grate the skin and put the skin. The lime take off the smell of the egg. Okay? That's why we put the lime, and if it was a cake, I would put the outer skin. Now, Accra, A-C-R-A, Accra. Now I'm testing it to see if I have enough salt. Okay. Now, after I've done that, now let me see what my flour is. Now, you see, I need a little bit more salt for that. I don't put too much salt. You know, salt is not too good for us. And then we have to put the flour. For power. Okay. This the flower I add is to give some consistency, okay?
And one thing I should. After I'm done, if you want to
have the recipe, you can go to the computer and put my name. I have some card here, and you will be able to link and see what you can find. I think they have some recipes. I think my book is also on e-book. So you can e-book. They call it e-book, no? So you put a little flour to give the consistency. And usually when I make that for American people, they usually say to me, where is the dip? When we were in Haiti, we didn't have dip. We didn't put the akra in dip. But Tina suggested that we go there where they have the mustard and we dip it there. So if you want to do that, that's good. Voilà, Mrs. Fuller.
Yay! Come with Madame, come with Madame, come with Madame, my soul and my
I'm going to make you, I'm going to make you cry those. That's the bench language. I was going to come to see you, but it was too late. You haven't done yet, right? Okay. Well, I think I'm almost done. And when I started to fry them, you know, in Haiti, it's not like in America. You didn't say three. Now, of course, to do my book and my recipes and my stories, I have to come up with some kind of measurement. But normally, you just grate your malanga you have, you grate it, you add your spices, you taste it, you add some more if you think it's not tasted well enough. And then when you started to fry, that's when you're going to add flour if it doesn't keep well together. You understand? So it's not like you guys do everything has to be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. Cooking is a matter of taste and imagination. So now, what's left to be done is simply fry them. And after they fry, you put them in a plate and you'll be ready to taste. Are you willing to taste? Okay, now, this is my little plate. I'm going to use this to take this away. While my fat is getting hot, I'm going to start preparing the juice. Because after you eat those spicy things, you need to have some juice. Another thing too I'm going to do for you, I am going to put a little bit more hot pepper, but not in all, because some people don't like hot pepper. So one side will be hot and one side will be less hot. So you take your pick, you take what you want. This here so the fly don't come. Thank you. Okay. Now, you see, this side will be more hot. A little bit more salty too. This spot. Yeah, I know. Yeah, easy on the salt. Okay. So, we be ready now. Okay, now.
Let me salt the ice.
It's nothing that you don't know. It's you probably don't know about okra, but I think after you eat okra, it's nice to have something nice and cool going down. But you see, it's passing on what I learned from generation to generation. And it's passing on your culture. It's showing to you what the Haitians do, what they eat. And their principal juice is the grapefruit juice with milk. Sometimes they use condensed milk and they don't have to use sugar. But me, I use evaporated milk, I use sugar. But you see, people sometimes say, oh, how can you do it? And it doesn't get separate. You know, milk don't go with. The reason is because we keep on turning it. Maybe you can. Do you see my the knife for me? Okay. Now I'm going to make you your juice.
Now, I've got to say, Lillianne, this is some of the most delicious juice you would ever taste. This is just remarkable. So listen to this recipe.
It's a root.
root, like potato or
like potato. Here, you can have this piece. You can boil it and eat it.
Cut it up again. Somebody else might want it
first. No. You have to boil it first. Just like I have to cook it. You could not eat this like that. No. It's just to show you what it's made of, what it is.
Now, Lillian, is there a name for this kind of juice?
Huh?
Is there a name for this kind of juice?
Oh, yeah. This is Haitian juice. That's the way I call it in my book, Haitian juice. Oh, no. Any kind of... I could do it with lime, and it won't separate. And one of the things in it, too, is the almond. The almond. Of course, I have to buy the almond because I'm here, but I usually have almond back home. But it's pretty good. Vanilla essence, I could not use the vanilla essence they have in America. But the almond essence is okay. It smells almond. But not the vanilla. I don't know what they use for the vanilla essence. I think the it's getting hot enough to start frying.
Would you like me to squeeze the juice?
Oh, that should be nice. I put enough flour, so you have to learn how to do.
Oh, you're making frituras. That's malanga, right?
Yes, it's malanga.
You use parsley?
Parsley, garlic.
We do the same in Cuba.
It's almost like potato pancakes or something.
We do the same in Cuba. That's very interesting.
Yeah. But you'd use a dip for them after it's done. You do a dip.
Yep.
It gets golden brown. Then
yeah. In Haiti, we don't put a dip for them. We just do them. I'm going to show you again at the end. It's right there. You go look in this.
That. Those things are so good. Oh my God, yeah.
What do you call them?
Well, in Spanish, it's fritters. It's like instead of corn fritters, it's like malanga fritters.
Here in Haiti, we call them akra. Some people write it A-K-R-A. I think I wrote it A-C-R-A.
A-C-R-A.
Because, but
what kind of other things do you do with the broth?
Oh, you make it with your soup. I have,
vegetable?
Yeah, vegetable soup or yellow squash soup, which has beef in it. Mm-hmm. It has beef, it can even have cow feet in it. But usually we do it with beef and potatoes, carrots, malanga, and cilantro. You know, the long little leaves that cause cilantro, you put all that.
You can also make it like the same way you make mashed potatoes, you can use malanga for that.
Yeah, you
like
can do that, especially for little kids.
For the kids, yeah. We do the same. For their stomach, when they have an upset, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a running stomach,
yeah.
Then you eat that on you a mean, stomach. And
you don't cut it up in little squares?
Yeah, you cut it in little square.
Oh, okay.
Little square to put in the soup.
Okay.
You do just like you do with potatoes.
Okay.
Exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
How does it taste compared to a potato?
It has a dirty, not dirty, it's like a dirt.
Really?
It's different, but it's good. It's very good.
Oh, I have see a friend, what's happening. We should, I should
like
have put it in a plate for me.
When was the last time you ate cemetery?
How would he know?
Probably because it does have like a marble taste. It's
weird. So when you
have the unique taste.
It is good. It is believable.
Those are the ones. Those are the spicy ones. Now, if you think it's so spicy, I would make some that are not so spicy for you.
I figured
it's all spicy.
No, no.
It was just half. No.
It's some fritters that we make with the root called malanga.
So this is the wood, you see?
Probably, I think it came from Africa, right, originally.
Yeah,
but we have it all over Latin America.
Now it comes from your country?
It came from Africa, but you know, during colonization, that's when they took it. The Spanish people took it from Africa and they got it in Haiti.
Probably you can find it.
It's different. You can make.
Yeah, they made
because it doesn't come loose. You have to actually.
Just light brown, right. They're done?
No, they have to be more bone than that.
Right.
Might not be done in the center,
huh? And we would carve it, we put a parsley and a cilantro.
That's right. I bought the wrong one, you know.
Make it batter.
Because I should have...
I feel like I'm in Martha Stewart's kitchen.
Not quite the same.
Maybe you could do it directly in this.
This is probably like the cook. You're right.
The good thing
gets
the better.
That's
what it is,
special.
Let me see how this. I got to taste it first.
It's what?
You want to taste first? Okay.
Yes. And go ahead. This is so wonderful that I cannot wait any longer. Ooh.
Now, do you ever dip these in anything or not?
Just no, in Haiti we don't. But every time I serve American, that's the one to dip.
American.
So I said go over there and dip it in the battle.
Right.
I say, how would ketchup be? I like sweet potato.
You know what we do? A very easy dip. You get mayo.
Oh, you let me know if they're cooked, if they're not too hot. And get some paper. I have some paper towel here.
You can make it spicy, you can make it, you know, mild.
I guess, yes, thank you. This is a spicy.
I got to taste it if I let it.
Let me take one.
Yeah,
I've got
to let my sit a while. Rest.
Eliana, they're good.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that was pretty good.
Oh. Well, I haven't paid mine yet.
Oh, I didn't know when they were saying good, so they meant like really, really good.
Oh. Do you want them very hot? You want them with more pepper? More hot pepper?
More hot pepper, yes. I just got a little
time to take out my.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I got a little one.
More paper towel. Take the hot paper for me in this. Right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
The green one. The green one. You have a green one. Yep. Thank you. Excuse me.
In the grocery store, what is the name of these peppers?
They have habaneros?
I know they're not Scotch Habanero because they're not that hot.
Oh, they have. I just didn't put enough. That's what they are.
So they're habanero or Scotch Habanero?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
With lime juice. They were the best things I ever ate. These were
good.
Oh, you put
that.
Red pepper in that? Just red pepper?
No, it's hot.
No,
it's
hot,
hot
pepper.
The hot pepper, you see?
Yeah.
He has enough salt?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Good on salt.
Mm. Those are going to be a little bit more hot.
I thought this was going to be the part that was less hot.
Yeah, but I see nobody else, so
that's
it. They can have it more. Let me make one for you, Tina.
Oh,
so
yeah,
hot.
Thanks.
Be careful, don't lean on the table so you don't get burned.
Now, if you're any of you are in Miami, Lily Ann teaches cooking classes from time to time for
yes.
through Miami-Dade College.
That's enough. We don't have to do more than that.
You need a whole array of spices. I'm a culinary teacher in a high school. And I've got spices for Indian cooking, the spices for Caribbean cooking. You know, it's a lot of spices to keep on hand.
La malanga.
La malanga, eh? Okay, now I don't have enough fun.
But it's fun when you do it all things by hand. You
know, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested in the water vessel because we do a competition every year where we have no electricity. So there are no food processors, no blenders, no.
Oh, yeah, you have no electricity?
No electricity for the competition. We get two gas burners and a blowtorch. It's a high school culinary competition. It's very challenging. 1 hour, four students, full course meal, two burners.
Yeah. You gotta be real organized.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 years ago we won the state. I don't think we'll have to win. Yeah. 40 schools.
One of her
cards. You have to make the juice real sweet because we're going to add other things. Okay, we make the juice real sweet.
It's a sweet juice.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And then you add ice. Yeah. And then, what else you add? You add almond essence. Extra.
What does the almond do?
Give a special taste to the juice. You need some more sugar.
Oh, sugar. Oh, my
yes, you got to. You're going to see why. Oh, yeah. But that's the way the Haitians have it. So I couldn't give it to you.
That's fine.
That's the way the Haitians.
Trying to learn something.
Exactly. You're learning a culture.
Careful. Yep. Does anyone have a can opener?
Oh my goodness.
Can you give you a turkey or can opener?
It was okay with this morning.
Anyone have a can opener?
Can opener.
Somebody has a Swiss Army knife?
Anybody got a Swiss Army knife?
You don't have a can opener.
Well, I'm in another place here. I'm not in Miami. Wow. Then you won't have juice.
Leatherman tool.
Maybe we can find a can opener.
Hey, maybe the Sandman's got something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
the milk. Come on now, we got to find. Well, that's terrible. I'm so sorry.
All right, well, we'll do it. We'll look around and maybe have it a little bit later.
Okay.
All right, we're going to look around for a can opener, maybe have it in a few minutes when we can locate one. We might be able to go over to one of the food booths and borrow one. Right. Any Swiss Army knives in the crowd?
I didn't need it open just so you can pour stuff out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You'll hold my camera. Well, I do hope this is a can you want to open.
It's got a can opener on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got it? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay.
Does he have it?
Okay.
Okay.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, this is what we do. We keep on turning it, you know, because it has to be sweet and very icy. So you keep on turning, and you're adding the juice, not too fast.
But
no, no. No, that's just evaporated milk. Evaporated milk. Where is the other one?
Where is? Oh, you need another?
Thank you.
You want somebody to take these out?
Yes, yes, please. Wait a minute.
We carry that thing around. Once in a while, you need something.
No, you let them drain and put them in the pit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, okay, go ahead. Here, it's Tina.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Oh, my apron got out. Okay, now you have to find your little cup at the end so you can have some juice. No, that's all I have.
There's a whole bunch right over there on the water. The water jug. Small cup.
Put two
whole
cans in.
Two, uh-huh. Now, I like it with more sugar, but for you, that's all I can put.
Careful, taste it. Fill it in your suitcase.
Yeah. Taste it.
Here. Oops. Okay, that guy's got one. Thank you.
Okay.
Very nice. Very nice.
Could I have one for you?
One for Irma.
All right.
Yes, go ahead. Help yourself with the juice.
I will taste one. Can I taste one?
Uh-huh.
Oops.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
More cups, if anyone wants some juice over here.
That people for me.
There you go.
Can you do it with that? Will you have enough hands?
No. Delicious, thank you.
Oh, you like it?
Yes, ma'am.
You like that juice, huh? Let me have a little
what
cup,
kind of
please.
Juice is it?
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit?
Shake it. It's really, really good. Almond flavor.
Let me taste it.
Grapefruit juice. Evaporated milk.
Thank you.
Sugar.
Thank you.
And sugar.
I'm dripping a little. I'll put it on every strip.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very fragrant. She knows I love it.
Condito said they're here.
They're right there.
Yeah. Okay.
As soon as these are done, we're off.
Okay.
There's the result, huh?
Listen, I'm going to be on the side. If you have questions, you come to me because I have to give the stage.
You're
going to give the recipe? Yeah, I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
So you are from Peggy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How impressive.
Okay, we're going to be moving the cooking demonstration over to the side to finish up. If you want to have a little more juice, I have any questions for Lillianne. And we're going to be setting up soon for the conjunto.